You are tuned in to Kids
in the Pit.
It's Gabe from the Kids in the Pit podcast. Today I'm joined by Wes Hoffman from the band Wes Hoffman and Friends. Thanks so much for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Gabe. This is awesome.
Yeah. So what do you do in Wes Hoffman and Friends?
I play guitar and I sing, and I also write most of the songs I write on the songs on our new album and our EP. I wrote all of those songs. And then I do like all the booking and all like the behind the scenes stuff too, which I really enjoy. And I also am a fellow podcaster. I used to podcast. I don't have an active podcast now, but I used to podcast a lot too.
Nice. I listened to one song in the new album today. Paper Hearts, I think it was called.
Yeah. What'd you think?
Good. Like, not good. My favorite thing. Like, it's not completely my style, but it's, like, it's good.
So what's your style?
I mean, so kind of more, like, it kind of ranges. Like, my favorites are probably, like, maybe heavier, like, hardcore and, like, sorry, crossover thrash and, like, maybe, whatever you would call hot water music.
Oh, I love hot water music. Yeah, we got a little bit of, if you listen to our song Where Summer Never Ends, you might like that a little bit. It's a little bit more hot water music-y.
All right. So what genre do you consider your band?
I would definitely say we are a pop punk band, but we're more of kind of like, instead of, you know, we're not necessarily like a neck deep style pop punk band or State Champs. We're more of like an older school MXPX, Face to Face, Ataris, like that kind of pop punk band. Like, I call it like traditional pop punk. So yeah, pop punk.
Nice. So what year did your band start?
So we started this project in 2017, and it was just me and a drummer for a while, and we recorded a couple songs, and I played like guitar and bass and sang, and he played drums. And he recorded everything. And then we didn't really start getting serious about it until like COVID. So in like 2020, I really started writing some good songs and wanted to start putting out like, you know, putting them out and playing shows out of town and that kind of stuff.
Nice. When it was just you and the drummer, was the band called Wes Hoffman and Friend?
It could have been. It was just called Wes Hoffman. It's just like, it's just called Wes Hoffman on Spotify too, even though like everything that we do is Wes Hoffman and Friends, because I can't change it on Spotify or like I lose all my stream numbers. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I have to like start a new account. So I'm trying to figure that out. So,
maybe this
but no, I just called it Wes Hoffman. And then we called it, it was Wes Hoffman Positive Punk for a little while is what we called it too. So.
Nice. So where do you live and did you grow up there?
Yeah. So I'm in St. Louis, Missouri, and I grew up in Illinois about an hour away from here. I actually grew up on a farm, and then I moved to the city as soon as I was old enough to move, because I grew up in a really small town, and you know, all the cool music stuff is like happening in the city, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
I had to get down here.
My mom grew up in Southern Illinois too. What town were you in?
It's called Vandalia, Illinois.
Nope. My mom's from Mount Vernon, Illinois.
Oh yeah, Mount Vernon. Okay, yeah. So yeah, it's not too far from Mount Vernon. I want to say Mount Vernon's less than an hour away from Vandalia for sure. Yeah.
And so. My grandpa lives in Ina. You know Ina? It's tiny. It's like,
I know. Yeah, I kind of know where Ina is. I think that's Southern Illinois as well, right?
Yeah, it's a little more south than Mount Vernon, like okay. 15 minutes south.
I think. Yeah, we play in Southern Illinois too. We're actually getting ready to play in Carbondale, Illinois, which is like kind of down that way too. Yeah,
I'm
it's like
I used to live there.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, it's where Southern Illinois University is, and there's like actually there's always been a pretty good punk scene down there, and there still is. That's where like the Copyrights are from there. So we just played there in September of last year, and it was an awesome show. Yeah, there was tons of people there. So I love, yeah, I so I'm a I live in St. Louis, and St. Louis is my home, but I definitely have a special place in my heart for Southern Illinois too.
Nice. See, I went to St. Louis to see DRI last year because we go there because just like we go to Southern Illinois every year to visit family. But DRI was playing in St. Louis, we went there too. Also, my uncle who lives in Southern Illinois, he likes DRI too, so we just went to St. Louis to see them.
How was the show?
It was a good show. It was just Have you seen DRI before?
I never have actually.
Okay.
Dirty Rotten Imbeciles.
Yep.
Oh,
They play like tiny like bars, like maybe 100 people bars. But that was it was kind of a big place for them. I mean,
Red
they were
flag.
able to play it, but like it was probably like maybe 700 people, 800 people, maybe something like that.
Was it called Red Flag?
Red flag, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've played there before. My band actually opened for Fear there. Oh, it's been almost like 2 years ago now. So, but yeah, it's a cool spot. I've been there a lot.
Nice. So, do you have a favorite song to play live?
My favorite song to play live is called What's Left of Me. It's on our EP that we put out a couple years ago. Yeah, and it's just like a special song that's like really near and dear to my heart, like with the lyrics and everything. And it's also excuse me, it's like a fun one just to like jump around to too. So
Yeah. Nice. So how old were you when you started playing in bands?
well, I started playing I played music started playing music when I was really young, like 5 years old. My mom taught me how to play piano, and I don't play piano anymore. I can like kind of hack around on it a little bit. And then I started playing guitar when I was like 11 or 12, 13. And then, like I said, I grew up in a farm in a small town. So there like weren't very many people that knew how to play like guitar or drums or bass or anything. So I didn't start doing that and playing in bands until I was like 16. So, yeah. And then when I was like 16, all the way until like I was probably about 25, I played in bands. And then I didn't play in bands for like a long time after that. And then I kind of started again when I was like 34, 30, 33 or 34. And then ever since then I've been playing off and on in bands and stuff like that. So, and now I'm 41, so still going strong.
So, what was your first punk show and how old were you?
My first punk show was I was probably 16 or 17, and it was MXPX, Good Charlotte, or no, MXPX, Hot Rod Circuit, and Squad 5-0, and it was at this place in St. Louis called The Pageant.
Nice. What is the band you suggest other people go see live?
I think you know this band, Keep Flying.
Yep, they're awesome.
Yeah, I love Keep Flying. They're good friends of mine. John, Chuck, Henry, Pete, Dustin, they're all good friends of mine. We've played with them several times here in St. Louis, and like I've seen them on the road and stuff before. And yeah, they're just an amazing band to see live. And they just really bring the energy. They jump up and down, they
Yep.
like they're just very animated, and they're a really super fun band to watch. And that's one band that we really try to, we jump around a lot. My band does, we try to really rock out and bring the energy. And we're definitely inspired by Keep Flying in that way. You know what I mean? So I would definitely say that's one band that comes to mind when people are like, what band has an awesome show? I would say Keep Flying.
Yep. Yeah, they're awesome. We like them a lot. And also when they come through like Delaware area, they usually stay at our house because
Nice.
it's a free place to stay. And also we're friends with them, so. And they let me play guitar for one of their songs, Interstate, like 3 times.
Oh, heck yeah. That's
Yeah,
awesome.
awesome.
Yeah, I love those guys.
Yep, it was once in Wilmington, Delaware, Philly, and then Raleigh, North Carolina. Really fun.
That's a hardcore song too.
Yeah, it is. It's like they're definitely their heaviest song. It's like 50 seconds, though. It's not even a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't John sing on
I think, yeah.
that
Yeah, it's a good one.
one? I love that dude.
Yeah, he's crazy. So what is your favorite place you've ever toured in?
Oh man. So I really like playing in Chicago. Chicago is very much like a pop punk town. There's so many pop punk bands that have come out of Chicago, and just like punk bands in general. You know, you've got Alkaline Trio, Fall Out Boy, Rise Against, a Knuckle Puck, Real Friends, you know, just tons of bands from up there. So there's a lot of history in Chicago of like punk and pop punk, and every time we play up there, there's a good crowd. People are really into it. It's a great place for us to play. So we're actually going back there in June and playing a show there. So and we have friends up there too. Our friends in Bad Planning are from there. You know, we have a lot of friends that are in bands up there, and we also played Cleveland, Ohio, recently on one of our tours last fall, and that was a really fun show too. We never had played there before. We didn't really know much about the music scene in Cleveland, but a bunch of people came out. There was like 100 people at the show. Nobody really knew who we were, but people by the end of our set, like people were rocking out and really like, what do you say? Rocking out really, I guess we won them over. So I can't think of the word that I'm looking for. So yeah, and then sometimes like the smaller towns are really good to play too. Like Carbondale, Illinois, like I was
Yeah.
saying, that's always has always been a great place to play. And like
Oh.
Cape Girardeau. You're right?
Yeah, I've got a really annoying cough. Like I keep
It's
coughing.
all right. And like Cape Girardeau, Missouri, which is like a couple hours south of St. Louis, like it's also a small town, but they have a small scene, but it's a very strong scene. Like people come out every weekend to see shows, and it's a lot of fun. So yeah, Chicago, Cleveland, Carbondale, and Cape Girardeau, all of the C the letter C towns around here.
Nice. I think my mom said you played the first Unitarian Church in Philly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going there as of recording this Tuesday to see Koya. So a few days.
Oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah. That'll be an awesome show. Have you been there before?
Yes, definitely. My brain didn't work. Yeah, I've been there 4 times, 4 maybe. So there was Be Well.
Oh.
Who was that one?
Gorilla Biscuits.
Yeah, Be Well's Gorilla Biscuits. Was that my first
Oh, wow.
band? Flatliners before that.
Flatliners.
Oh, I love Flatliners.
And then it was Paint of Black twice.
Two nights in a row.
And Quarantine.
No, 5 times.
Yeah. Do you know who's the band Quarantine?
No, I don't think so.
How many times have you staged out there?
Good amount. Probably about 10. But yeah, Quarantine, they're really cool. They're like I don't know what you would call them, but they're like 80s like punk, like hardcore
Okay.
punk. They're
Yeah.
like, yeah, they just have like I don't know what it is. They're just really good. But yeah, they're from Philly and they played a show at the church and we went there and we saw them. It was awesome.
It's
You didn't
that
go.
the church was really cool. Like ever since I was a kid, I always saw like I was a big Tooth and Nail Records fans, and all the bands would always play First Unitarian Church, like especially the more like hardcore metal bands. And when we got the opportunity to play there, I was like, I was so stoked. Yeah, and it was a really cool show. And of course, like you see that the floor, the carpet that has like the alphabet on it on the
Yeah,
stage and
the famous
everything. And like,
carpet.
yeah, it was really, really cool. And like It was a Sunday night. Like, I want to say there was around 100 people there. So, like, that's a pretty big room. So it wasn't, like, full, but, like, it was punk rock prom as well. So that was a lot of fun. Some people were, like, dressed up and stuff. Like, we played with this band called Tired Radio. Do you know them?
No.
Yeah, you should check them out. They're, if you like Hot Water Music, you might like them. Yeah, Tired Radio. So, yeah, we were on tour with them. But yeah, Philadelphia is really cool. I really like to play Philadelphia too. We've played Philly a couple of times. Our label Jumpstart Records is based out of Philadelphia, so they've had us come out there a couple times.
Nice. So what is the strangest thing you've ever eaten?
I ate a really weird this is fairly recent too. I had in Florida, we went to this place called Mochi Nut, which is like a Korean, it's like a Korean donut and hot dog place. And I like Korean food, but it was a hot dog that was half filled with mozzarella cheese, just like, you know, kind of the liquid cheese.
Yeah.
And so half of it was hot dog, half of it was cheese. And then it had like a corn dog shell, and then it had Red Hot Riblets, Flamin' Hot Cheetos, like dusted around the side. I don't know if that's the weirdest thing that I've ever eaten, but that's definitely one of the weirder things that I've eaten over the last like few months. So, you okay?
Yep, I tend to have a cough. There's this band called Doll Riot, and I interviewed the singer, I think. It was singer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my friend Zoe, she was, like, here, and we were both doing the interview, because she just joined me for it. It was fun, but, she said there was this, like, TikTok trend at one point, hot Cheetos and milk, like, cereal. So,
that's gross.
We tried it. And you ready? It was so good.
Oh, really? Okay.
I would genuinely eat that as cereal.
Okay. I mean, I do love me a good Flamin' Hot Cheeto.
It was really good. Like, it was... The milk after was kind of disgusting because, like, it was spicy milk.
Oh, that is gross.
It was literally, like, pink. It was nasty. It looked like... It kind of looked like strawberry milk, but it didn't really taste like it.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was kind of nasty.
I mean, I'll try it. I'd try it once.
Like, the hot Cheetos with the milk, it tasted good, but just the milk, like, after it, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, that would be gross.
Yep, you should try it. So, what was your favorite movie when you were my age?
How old are you?
12.
12. Let's see. That would have been 1990. I would say... probably The Sandlot or like I really liked, I was just talking to my girlfriend about this. I would have been younger, but some of my favorite movies growing up were Batman, the original Batman with Michael Keaton from 1989, and the original Ninja Turtles movies. And then of course I loved like The Sandlot and Mighty Ducks and all those movies. So and then like Beetlejuice, so some of those.
Nice. So
have you seen all those?
What?
Have you seen those?
I mean,
did you see the original Ninja Turtles maybe?
Oh no, so I saw Beetlejuice, part of it, with what's that band? They stayed at our house. One of them was in Dividing Line. Academy Order?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. They want like my dad's one of my dad's bands was called The Dividing Line, and they broke up, but one of their I think their guitar player is, or bass, I don't know, one of them,
who cares,
is in a new band called Academy Order, and they stayed at our house and
okay,
so it was fun.
Nice.
Yep. So what year in the future or in the past would you travel to in a time machine, if there was like no risk of dying or messing anything up?
I would really like to go. I was just talking to somebody about this earlier today too. I would really like to go back to like 1994. But I want to be like the age that I am now, or maybe a little bit, just a little bit younger than I am now, because 1994 was when like punk rock really broke into the mainstream. So like Green Day, Offspring, MXPX, like a bunch of these bands like put out albums around that time that really kind of got big. No Doubt, I think, was another one. So I would love to go back to that time and like write some songs and see if I could maybe like, you know, ride the punk wave back then too. So
you know, just make songs. I mean, you can't like continue living that, but you can just like make them and see what happens.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Exist. Yeah, seeing Green Day in like a small venue, like seeing Green Day or Blink-182 in a small venue would be pretty cool.
Oh yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah, Blink-182 was another one that was like, you know, making music at that time. That would be really cool to go back and see some of those bands at that time for sure.
I know Green Day, they played like, I think it was New Year's Rockin' Eve or something, and then they just played in the subway.
Oh, that's awesome.
They just set up down there and just started playing.
That would be so cool.
I know. Like, I bet someone was just walking, and they just saw, like, they were like, oh, someone covering Green Day? They walk over, they see Green Day just playing. They're like, dude, come over. Green Day's playing in the subway. In the subway.
Yeah, dude, that would be insane.
I know it was a crazy thing on, like, Instagram and stuff. It was great. Yeah. Like, that'd just be nuts. But
did you see that, like, Blink-182 after when we were Young Fest played in like a Denny's?
Did they?
Yeah, I thought they. It looked like they set up and played in a Denny's. I don't know if it was just like a TV set that looked like a Denny's, but I'm pretty sure it was a Denny's.
Wow, I don't know that much about the When We Were Young Festival. I know it was very like chaotic though.
Yeah, it's a lot of people in like a small space.
Yeah. I think it was kind of oversold and just chaotic, but I mean, it was probably cool to see because there were a ton of cool bands that played.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Yeah, I think it was just oversold and not ran very well.
There was some weather situation too.
Was there weather too?
Yep.
Yeah, the first year they did it, they canceled one of the days.
it was oversold too. I'm pretty sure. Because I've seen stuff about it, and it was like not very. Ran very good. So, if you could tell your 12-year-old self anything at all, what would you tell him?
Keep trying. Keep going. I just tweeted about something today about how, like, when I was younger, like, you know, and this wasn't like my parents or anything telling me this, but like when I was younger, people, you know, and you say like, I want to be in a band and I want to tour and stuff like that. Like people always tell you that like, they don't think you can do it or you'll never make it. Or, you know, that like, they kind of laugh at you. And I would want to tell myself to like, not listen to those people and, you know, just keep going, keep doing it and keep kind of making your way because, you know, now I'm much older and I am doing these things and it's kind of like, you know, you prove those people wrong along the way, which in a way people telling me that I couldn't do it kind of motivated me to want to do it even more. But I think it's a lot better when people encourage you and tell you that you can do it rather than like, you know, laughing at you and telling you that you can't. So yeah, I would tell you can do it. You are doing it.
So anything to add before we wrap it up?
So do you want to be in a band someday? You said you play guitar.
Yeah, I mean, I'm starting a band with my friends and also I play bass in my dad's band.
Nice. Nice. What kind of music is it?
It's like, I don't know. Wait, which one? My band or my dad's band?
Yeah, both.
Yeah.
80s US hardcore?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, and, like Minor Threat?
No. Really? Negative Approach.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we also play in Kingston, New York on Saturday, the 23rd. Tomorrow. So that would be tomorrow as we're recording this.
Nice.
Not when this comes out.
I'm actually playing in New York City and Queens on April 27th.
We'll be there. We'll be in the city for that park show with Madball, so maybe we can meet up.
Yeah, that would be awesome. That would be awesome. Yeah.
Madball Murphy's Law, it's free. It's free at, what's the park?
Tompkins Square Park,
and it's at 1:30 in the afternoon.
Okay.
Six. So if your show's later, you guys could come. It's free.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We don't play until like 8:45 at night. So
nice.
Yeah, we'll be around. I've only been to New York City one time. And it was for like a business trip, and it was just literally like for one day. So we're gonna be there like Friday night to Sunday morning. We're flying in to do it, but I really want to get like a nice big piece of like New York style pizza
and a bagel.
Bagels are good. Go to Tompkins Square bagels. They're
not for pizza, but for a bagel.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I want to get a really nice big piece of pizza, and I want to go to Times Square. Those are like the two things on my list that I want to do.
Once I had water. I had some a second ago. I chugged it all.
You gotta have water, baby. Stay hydrated.
Yep. Hopefully we'll see you in New York.
Yeah, that would be cool. That would be cool. Yeah. And to everybody that's listening, we have a lot of tour dates this year. So I'm sure you have people that listen all over the country. Like, we're going all over the Midwest. We're going to do some Texas dates. Hopefully, I'm thinking we'll make it back out. Well, we're doing New York, but that's just like one, it's a little festival, but I'm hoping that we'll make it back out to like the Philadelphia area again too, by the end of the year too. So go to my Instagram. It's just at Wesley Hoffman, and look up, you know, to stay up to date on all the tour dates and everything like that.
Also John Ryan said, tell Wes he's a Missouri legend, and I'm trying to get KF on the Queens Fest. She's playing late April.
Oh, nice. Okay. That would be awesome.
Wait, that's the one you're talking about in New York?
I think so, yeah.
Did they play Towson that night? I don't know. Whatever.
Maybe they won't play.
Because we were actually deciding if we're going to New York or keep flying in Towson.
Maybe they'll skip.
That'd be awesome.
Towson.
Anyway.
They'll be like, screw you guys. We're going to go see Wes Hoffman.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
All right, so thanks to Wes for joining me today, and thanks to all of you for watching or listening. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel, follow me on Spotify and other streaming platforms. Until next week, bye.
Peace.